Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. It's Thursday. That means Matt Arnold joins us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Matt Arnold, the Senior VP and General Manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. Matt, I have to admit, when Alejandro Kirk was up to bat, I thought he tied the game. I'm going to play it here.
Back on it is Perkins at the warning track. Backpedaling up against the wall. He makes the catch. Tagging from third, down the line to score is Schneider. It's a 5-4 ball game.
When he hit that ball, Matt, I thought it was gone. And I was so curious about it. And I don't know how closely you follow the trajectories and all that stuff, but I'm sure you do. But Dom Catronio of our team here said that that ball was like 101 miles per hour off the bat. And the fact that it didn't go out seemed amazing to me. But then I've been reading about how baseballs, according to some, aren't jumping like they usually do. Is there something there? Are the baseballs dead this year?
Oh, wow. Interesting. No, you know, look, I don't know. Sometimes it just depends. It might just depend on the batch of balls you're getting that day. I don't know about all the research around the bats and balls. I know there's been some talk about that, I think, in the past, but I agree with you. I mean, look, when that ball came off the bat for Alejandro, I knew he hit it good. Also, you know, Blake Perkins makes it look pretty easy out there, and he did a nice job tracking that ball down.
And I bring it up only because I know there was a stretch there where the Brewers weren't hitting any home runs. They're still winning some games there, but there was like a stretch of like five games or whatnot where no long balls, which again is only a part of the game. It's not every game, but just was curious if, okay, then do we need to check the balls? Do we need to call the commissioner's office and ask what's going on?
No, look, I mean, A lot of our game too. I mean, sure, we everybody likes the homer, but you know, a lot of our game, you know, driven by Murph and Ricky Weeks is small ball. You know, we move runners around, we steal bases, we try to attack teams in a lot of different ways, not just the home run.
Matt, we've been highlighting the craziness that was the sixth and the ninth innings yesterday. I wanted to get inside the brain of the general manager a little bit. What's it like for you when you're watching that? Are you sitting back, top of the ninth, 5-1, maybe grab a cocktail before heading back to work for the afternoon, and
right,
all of a sudden you put it down and you're like, what is happening right now?
No, those are usually post game. it's a nail biter for us. I mean, nobody's putting our feet up, and I think our staff does a great job keeping the players engaged. And even when you're up by a lot, we all know it's hard to win a Major League Baseball game. Doug Melvin used to say that for years, you know, and I really believe that. It really is. And so no matter the situation, we got to keep our foot on the gas pedal and try to win a ball game. And it's never easy, but our guys do a great job keeping everybody motivated to the end.
Hey, is there any standard operating procedures, Matt, when a bat gets stuck into the net like it did the other day? Vladdy Guerrero swings and misses, loses control of the bat, it flies and then sticks into the net above the Blue Jays dugout about 15 feet up in the air. Sat in the net for a couple of innings as they're trying to figure out a way to get it down. At that point, is it just, okay, well, you know, this has never happened before, so we just go ahead and keep playing? I mean, was there any thought of like having to stop the game or fear of that bat just falling on its own?
No, to be honest, I was saying we could leave it up there like Joe Boo a little bit in Major League, and you know, however long it's up there, you know, that's our thing. And if we win games, you know, we won that game.
Yeah, it'd be great.
If it works, you know, we'll go with it. So just leave it up there as long as it'll stay. If it's helping us win games.
I love that. I've never seen that before. I don't think anyone had actually seen a bat get stuck like that. And then my favorite part was, like, as the game was going on, I think Ray was still on the mound when they were trying to pull it down.
Yeah, our visiting clubhouse guy, Phil Rozowitz, does an awesome job, and he got pretty creative with the guys over there to yank it down. But, it was a fascinating experience. I've never seen that happen either.
Day off today for the crew, and again, your Milwaukee Brewers still in first place. Matt Arnold, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.